Chapter 3, Gaining Hold of a Bodhicitta Aim. With pleasure, I rejoice in the positive actions that relieve the sufferings of the worse rebirth states for all limited beings, and that place these who suffer in better rebirth states. I rejoice in that buildup of positive force that became the causes for the Arhat's purified state. I rejoice in the definite freedom of these embodied beings from the miseries of uncontrollable rebirth. I rejoice in the purified state of the guardian Buddhas, and also in the levels of mind of their spiritual offspring. And with pleasure, I rejoice in the ocean of positive force from their having developed bodhicitta aims to bring every limited being joy, and in their deeds that have aided limited beings. With palms pressed together, I beseech the triumphant who would pass beyond sorrow. I beg you, remain for countless aeons, so as not to leave in their blindness these wandering beings. By whatever positive force I've built up, through all of these that I've done like that, may I remove every suffering of all limited beings. So long as wandering beings fall sick, may I serve as the medicine, the doctors and their nurse, until they've been cured of their illness. May I eliminate the pain of hunger and thirst with a shower of food and drink, and in the times of middle aeons of famine, may I myself change into food and drink. For limited beings, destitute and poor, may I become a treasure that never runs out, and remain in their presence as a variety of sorts of useful things. To fulfill the aims of all limited beings, I give, without sense of a loss, my body and likewise my pleasures, and all my positive forces of the three times. Giving away everything brings nirvana, and my mind is aimed for realizing nirvana, as giving away all comes together with death. It's best to give now to limited beings. Having given this body to all those with limited bodies, to do with as they like, it's up to them to do what they want. Let them kill it, revile it, always beat it, or whatever. Let them toy with my body, make it into a source of ridicule or a joke. Having given away this body of mine, for what should I hold it dear? Let them do whatever to my body, so long as it doesn't cause them harm. but may it never turn out to be meaningless for anyone to be focused for any time on me. If anyone who might be focused on me develops an angry or unkind thought, may that always turn into a cause for fulfilling all of his or her aims. And may everyone who speaks badly of me or does something else that's of harm or likewise hurls ridicule at me become someone with the fortune for a purified state. May I be the guardian for those with no guardian, a pathfinder for those who are on the road, and a boat, a ship, and a bridge for those who would cross. May I be an island for those seeking an island, a lamp for those desiring a lamp, a bed for everyone wishing a bed, and a servant for every embodied being who would want a servant. May I be a wish-granting gem, a vase of excellence, mantras of pure awareness, magnificent medicine, wish-granting trees, and cows of plenty for embodied beings. And eternally, like earth and so on, the great elements and space, may I serve in a plenitude of forms as the basis for life for fathomless numbers of limited beings, until they pass to nirvana, may I serve as well in all ways as the causes for life in the realms of limited beings till the ends of space. Just as the blissfully gone Buddhas of the past, having generated a bodhicitta aim, then lived by the stages of bodhisattva training. So, too, do I generate a bodhicitta aim to help those who wander, and shall train in the stages of bodhisattva training, purely gaining hold like this of bodhicitta with this sound state of mind afterwards as well, to enhance it further, celebrate that mind in this way. Now my life's become fruitful for having wonderfully attained a human existence. Today I've awakened my Buddha nature and now have become a Buddha spiritual child. Now how, in whatever way possible, I shall undertake actions that accord with its traits and never defile this impeccable nature that lacks any fault. Just like a blind man finding a gem in a pile of trash. Likewise, it's come about by some force that within me has developed a bodhicitta aim. It's the supreme nectar, indeed, for defeating the lord of death of wandering beings. It's the inexhaustible treasure as well for dispelling the poverty of those who roam. It is the best medicine, too, that brings to full rest the diseases of those who are passing through. It's the tree that shelters all wandering beings, roaming and exhausted on the roads of their compulsive lives. It's the public bridge for freeing all wandering beings from the worst rebirth states. It's the risen mind moon for dispelling the fever of the disturbing emotions of those who roam. It's the magnificent sun for clearing away the mist of not knowing of wandering beings. It's the fresh froth of butter that rises to the top from the churning of the milk of the sacred Dharma. For wandering beings roaming as guests on the roads of compulsive existence, wishing to enjoy a share of bliss. This is the best for setting them with bliss, satisfying the entirety of beings who'll come as guests. Today, before the eyes of all sources of direction, I have summoned Ed's guests, all wandering beings, for bliss up to the state of a blissfully gone Buddha. Gods, anti-gods, and so on, take joy!